Okay,
I think we're ready.
It's counted down, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, time remaining. Oh, yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, just so I can check my levels, if you could just give me your name and title, please.
My name is Karen James, and I'm the interim chief executive at Tameside Hospital.
Okay, so if I could first of all just ask you what your response is to the CQC's findings from their January inspection.
Yes, the CQC is one of many inspections that we've recently facilitated over the last few months. And the inspection happened in January. That was 5 months into our improvement programme. So it was good to hear in a number of cases that patients and relatives and staff spoke very positively about the changes that were taking place to improve patient services. And indeed, a number of patients that unfortunately have had to come and visit the hospital on a number of occasions did describe the positive differences that they experienced themselves. However, you know, we take the report seriously and we know we're only partly through our improvement journey, and therefore we need to do a lot more for our patient population who do deserve the very best care. So I think we're making good progress, but they've identified areas where we need to do more. We already knew about those areas and they were part of our improvement programme, but the CQC can only report on what they saw during their 7-day period that they spent with us. They can't really articulate the journey we're on. So it was difficult in many respects, but I think it demonstrated where we're at.
Okay, so obviously the Keogh Review reported not so long ago and placed the trust into special measures in relation to the higher than average mortality rates. Do you think this is something the local public would be worried about? Patients coming to the trust, that there's been some more negative comments made about the trust by the CQC?
They shouldn't, but I can understand how they would feel. And what we're doing is we are inviting patients to come in and work with us and actually help us with our own inspections, because we're continually monitoring the quality and safety of the care we provide at this organisation, and we want to get them involved. And indeed, this morning we have had patients and the patient relatives have been party to the reviews that we're undertaking ourselves and been very positive once they've talked to patients and staff and looked at the standards we're achieving. The results have been very, very positive. So I know how much it must be really difficult for the local population to hear about these things and to hear about the outcomes of the review. But I have to say, when you ask patients, when we do what we call the family and friendly test, where we say to patients, would you recommend this hospital? Would you come again, or would you recommend your patient families to this hospital? 97% of patients said yes, they would. So we are doing things well, but as with any organisation, we need to do more. And we can do more, and we are on this improvement journey. So certainly it just identified where we're at along that journey. So I thought some really good things came out of the report, but there are some other things that we really need to make sure we address as part of this improvement programme.
So as part of the improvement programme then, what kind of measures have you introduced since Keogh over that time to try and address some of those concerns raised?
Okay, well, certainly in the first instance, we knew we had to improve the numbers of nursing staff we have within the organisation, as well as the number of medical staff. So certainly from a nursing perspective, we ensured that we recruited additional 60 additional nursing staff. So we funded the additional nurses. We're in the middle of the recruitment process. But we've recruited, out of those 60, 30, over 30 additional staff already to date, and the recruitment process is ongoing. In terms of additional doctors, we've recruited those doctors, particularly to cover the night periods, and we have got those doctors in place now. We've actually done a number of other things. We've actually agreed new quality and safety standards, and we're monitoring our performance against those standards. Mm-hmm. We've actually looked at clinical leadership, so we've ensured that we've improved the nursing leadership team, because that is absolutely key. You know, the ward managers...